What's up, Jags? We're back, S1E2. The regular season is approaching us, so to appropriately prepare for that, we're going to do an MLB season preview, and I will be laying out my predictions for the year for all 30 teams. So let's start. We're going to start in the American League, start in the AL East. We're just going to go in alphabetical order here. The Baltimore Orioles were the worst team in baseball last year. They did not win 50 games. They will probably win 50, maybe 60 this year, but they are going to suck absolute ass and get raped by the fucking Yankees and Red Sox and probably even the Rays. Next up is the Boston Red Sox, defending World Series champs. Talk about a full 180 right there. I think that the Red Sox have a really good shot to repeat. I mean, obviously, they have MVP candidates in the outfield with Mookie and JD Martinez. I mean, they're both freaks. They're just loaded. Really good starting pitching again, led by Chris Sale. But I don't know. I don't think that they're going to win the division this year. I think the Yankees will, and to segue into that, I think the New York Yankees will win the division this year. I think that they're going to win 106 games. I think they're going to be ridiculously good. I think they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and I would not be surprised to watch them make some super jag deal at the deadline to bolster their already fucking insane roster. But I'm going to pick the Yankees to win the division this year. I think their bullpen is stronger than the Red Sox is, and I think that that's going to win them the extra couple games necessary to win this super competitive division. Next, the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays were pretty irrelevant last year. They're going to end up calling up Vlad Guerrero Jr. in June, and he's a fucking freak. He's going to put up some numbers. He's going to be an all-star. He's going to be a fucking freak, but I don't see them returning to 500 this year again. Really tough division. Not very much talent on that team. I think that they're a 70-ish, maybe high 60s win team. Not a very good team. The Tampa Bay Rays, somewhere in the middle. They do have solid pitching. They're trying to figure out that bullpen day thing. They have four starting pitchers, and the fifth day they have their bullpen pitch the game, and it's been pretty successful so far. So we'll see if they can play the numbers more this year. Maybe, just maybe, if their pitching is lights out, they can squeak into a wild card spot, but I don't see it in that division. They're going to lose a ton of games against the Yankees and Red Sox. I think it's going to drop them down a little bit. I think they're around a 500 team. We'll mark them at 83 wins this year. We'll say that Tyler Glass now has a nice year for them. The Chicago White Sox now in the AL Central. So they're a rebuilding team. They've been rebuilding for a few years now, and ever since they dumped Sale, they got a lot of prospects. Obviously, they got Yoan Moncada in the Sale deal, but I don't know if they're ready yet to put all the pieces together. I think they're still at least a year and some free agents away. But who knows? Everyone said that about the Braves last year, and they made the playoffs. So maybe the White Sox could make a little bit of noise, have some young talent, but I don't see it. I think this is the Indians division leading into them. They're probably going to win like 95 games this year. Just another perennial playoff contender. Just no holes. Look out for Mike Clevinger this year. He's going to have an insane year on top of Corey Kluber. So those two at the top of the rotation are going to be ridiculous. They're going to be really, really good. And possibly have a chance to play for and win another World Series. Bring another chip back to Cleveland. Next we have the Tigers. The Tigers suck. They're going to suck again. The rest of this division is terrible except for the Twins. The Royals didn't win 50 games last year either. They're going to be terrible again. They're going to be like the 04 Pirates, okay? Minnesota could be good. They got some free agents coming in. They got Nelson Cruz. They have some decent young talent. But I don't know how they're going to be. They're just... they're a little bit of a wild card here. They could sneak into the wild card. Speaking of that, I could see them winning anywhere between 65 and 90 games, to be honest. But I mean, that division's terrible. Hopefully they can pick up some wins. I think it's either going to be, you know, them or the White Sox finishing second, but second place in this division's wide open. And they could snag it. They really could. They could win about 90 games because that division is terrible. In the West, Seattle, they sort of blew up their team. I don't know why, because they were pretty close to the playoffs last year. They had some talent. I guess they couldn't pay Cano, or they couldn't pay everyone. They had to figure out something with the finances there. So I guess they decided to suck, and they probably will this year. Next, Houston will be unreal again. Houston will certainly win this division. I think the only threat is maybe Oakland if they play the sabermetrics right, like they did last year. But still, even doing that, it wasn't good enough to win the division. Too much star power with the Astros. You got Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander. You know, it's not going to be a nice scene in that division. Texas Rangers are going to suck again. I mean, the A's are going to finish second pretty much. You can pretty much book it. The Angels, they're not going to be very good, like, ever again after that Mike Trout deal. Just way too much money to pay one player. They already have fucking Pujols locked up too, so they have, like, no financial mobility for the next few years. I mean, Otani's not cheap. They're going to have to figure out some shit. They're probably gonna have to either accept mediocrity, pay $1 billion payroll, or trade Mike Trout. Like, those are gonna be their three options, and I don't think that they have the money to pay their players like $600 million a year. So I don't know how this is gonna work out for them, but we'll see. Now we're in the NL though. Oh, but before I do that, so outlining division winners, I think I said will be New York, Cleveland, and Houston in the AL. Boston snags the first wild card. The second wild card's really wide open, and I think that I'm going to pick the Twins to do it because that division is terrible. I think with the signing of Nelson Cruz, that had some pop to their otherwise stagnant offense. Yeah, I think that this is the year they finally get it done. They've been creeping around there. I think they made the playoffs a couple years ago. But they've been creeping around 500. I think this is the year they finally break through and get fucking torched in the wild card game in Boston. But now, NL. So the NL East is going to be probably the most interesting division in baseball this year. The Braves are way ahead of schedule, and they won the division last year, and no one expected them to. But they have a lot of really good young players. And I expect them to certainly compete for it again. Then you have the Nationals, who lost Bryce Harper, but a lot of people think that they'll be better despite that. Very, very good young talent. Juan Soto's a fucking stud. He's our age, and he's going to be a perennial all-star. Take that to the bank. Their starting pitching is going to be very, very good. But there's always been just like something missing from that team. I don't know what it's been. Maybe the bullpen. But I don't know about them. I don't know if I can trust them, but it'll be interesting. I think they'll have a chip on their shoulder without Harper. The Mets haven't scored a run since, they went to the World Series a couple years back, and they probably won't again this year, despite having very dominant starting pitching with DeGrom and Syndergaard. So I think the Mets are going to suck again. We got the Phillies. The Phillies will be good. I do not think that they're going to win the division. I do not think that Bryce Harper will have an MVP-type season. I think he'll be very good. He'll be an all-star, but he will not be in the MVP race. But I think they'll be good. I think that they'll definitely be fighting for a wild card spot. And Miami's going to be fucking terrible again. So, this division, I think that I'm going to go with Washington and ride their pitching. I think they're going to win it. I think Philly and Atlanta come close, and I think Atlanta probably snags a wild card spot, but we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be a very, very tight division. Speaking of that, the NL Central. So you have the Cubs, who won the World Series a couple years back and still have that core, but the offense hasn't been quite as prolific the past couple seasons. The pitching hasn't been quite as good. I mean, they don't have freak Arrieta, juiced up Arrieta anymore. John Lester's not what he used to be. They have Cole Hamels, but he's a fucking dinosaur. You know, they got a lot of old players. I don't know if they're ready for a 162 game season. I'm picking the Cubs to miss the playoffs. Heard it here first. Continuing, Milwaukee went to the NLCS last year. Had MVP Christian Yelich. They have a lot of talent, but I don't know if their pitching is really good enough for them to be a consistent power. But nonetheless, I think they'll win 85 to 90 games and compete for the top of the division. Cincinnati will be better, but I don't think that they're ready to break 500 yet like a lot of people do. They've made a couple signings, but I just don't see that great core yet. I mean, like, yeah, they got Joey Votto, and, like, Scooter Jeanette's a good hitter. Eugenio Suarez is a good hitter. They got Puig, but, like, they're going to be a roller coaster, I'm telling you. And I think that they'll be around, like, 75 wins. They'll be better, but I don't think they're ready to break 500. Then we get on to your Pittsburgh Pirates. The Bucks are going to pitch the lights out this year. And they're going to win games. But I really think that they will. Last year, they didn't score a ton of runs. And the pitching was good, but not great. And this year, I still don't think they're going to score a ton of runs. They're going to score enough runs, though, and I think the pitching will be great. I think this is finally the year of the future. This is the year that Neil Huntington has been looking towards, and no one even realizes it. I'm telling you, this is the year where it all comes together. This Pirates core was never, you know, the type of team that'll beat you out of a bandbox and hit, you know, 7 home runs in a night. They were never that team. They were never intended to be. They're going, you know, contrary to the trends, the strikeout home run trends. They're trying to beat you, trying to make you get weak contact, and they're trying to push runners through. And I think that they're going to do it. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win the division, but I think they're going to win around 90 games. Speaking of that, I'm going to pick the St. Louis Cardinals to win this division. The Cardinals always figure it out, and they have Paul Goldschmidt, who's probably the most underrated player in today's era. He wasn't as good last year, but I'm telling you, he had a little slump to start the year. He'll be fine. He's going to be very good for them. They're always clutch. They always have good pitching. Molina is an ace behind the plate. I think they're going to win the division this year. I think they're going to beat up on the Cubs a ton too, which I will love. So I'm going to pick St. Louis to win the Central. And out west, we got LA. LA will probably win this division again just because, like, someone has to. But keynote, Clayton Kershaw can't throw 90 miles an hour anymore. He's burnt out. He's a shell of his old self, apparently, which is not something I like to see as a baseball fan. But they have good young pitchers. Walker Buehler fucking shoved last year in the playoffs. I have faith in him. And, you know, they've Corey Seager, one of the best young shortstops in the game. One of the best shortstops in the game. He's just 23, 24. Cody Bellinger fucking drops nukes. They're going to win this division pretty handily. Padres, I assume, will be, I guess, a few games better with Machado. But, like, they're still going to suck. They're going to be irrelevant again. Giants will be terrible this year. Book it. They're going to be so awful. The Rockies probably finish second in the division. They obviously have a lot of home run hitters, of course. But they don't pitch that well either. They have a couple good starters, but a decent bullpen. They made the playoffs last year. Obviously, won the wild card against the Cubs. I don't know if they're gonna get back this year though. I think that this is gonna be a year that favors the pitchers and not the hitters. So I don't know if I love the Rockies making it. And the Diamondbacks are going to suck. They dumped their team pretty much. They have Zach Greinke still, I guess. So I'll be betting on them sometimes, I guess. But other than that, they suck. The West is pretty much LA and Colorado's division. But yeah, man, I think that, so we got Washington, St. Louis, and LA winning the divisions in the NL. And I'm going to go with Atlanta and Pittsburgh playing in the wild card game. There you have it, the official 2019 predictions. Let's go Bucks. This is 100% going to happen, so definitely like take it to your local sportsbook. Thank you.